Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and for me to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And I'm grateful that you're with me for this journey because you and I really, really need this, don't we? We need this boost every morning to get our minds on track for the day and for the people that we're going to encounter so that we can show them what God is doing in our lives and who He is. That's an amazing privilege we get, and it happens in part as we have our minds aligned with His truth. Today, we're looking at Psalm chapter 139. As I've said in the last few episodes, this is one of my favorite psalms, has been since I was a young boy, and I want to focus in on verses 13 through 16 today. This is a very interesting section of the passage because it goes to a topic that you wouldn't think an ancient Jewish writer would be thinking about very much, and that is the creation of a human being in his mother's womb. Now, we have to remember as we read this section that David's point in this chapter is to point out how much God knows him, how intimately God understands him and cares for him as a human being, as an individual. And David is making that point by highlighting how much God is in control of and present in every aspect of his life. Let's keep that in mind. Let's also keep in mind that this is a poem. This is written in poetic form. So we should expect to see imagery used. We should expect to see exaggeration in a way used because he's creating images for our minds rather than looking at specific details. Well, let's get into it and you'll see what I mean. Verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts." So that's talking about his anatomy, his kidney, his spleen, his liver. I'm sure David didn't know the terms for those. And if he did, they were in Hebrew, so you and I wouldn't understand them. But he's talking about God forming the intricate nature of his body. He's saying, "You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." So knitted him together. You know about knitting, you know, like with needle and yarn and how people can do that so amazingly quickly. He's saying God knitted us together. You see, he's using poetic language and something he understands to talk about the way God formed human beings. He's saying, "You're the one who did that." And then he says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." See, David is looking at the amazing thing that is the human body, how it can heal itself, how it can recover from injury, how it can be healthy or sick and can battle off the sickness and become healthy again. He's looking at all those sorts of things and he's letting himself worship as a result because he knows he has a creator who has formed his body to do all those things. And he says, "Your works are wonderful." And then he goes on in verse 15, and he says, "My frame," so his body, I think, is what he's talking about, "was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth." Now, wait a minute. Put the brakes on. What is that talking about? He says, "My frame was not hidden from you." So God knew his body, knew all of that. "When he was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth." Now, I remember as a young boy being very confused by that phrase and thinking, wait a minute, is that some allusion to evolution? That David was actually woven in the depths of the earth? Well, that's not what he's saying. It can't be because up in verse 13, he already talked about being knit together in his mother's womb. It makes it sound to me like he's contrasting the distance between earth and heaven. He's saying, "I was intricately woven here on earth, far apart from you, and yet you know me intimately, and you saw me as I was being made in secret. You saw my unformed substance." You see, David is worshiping here, and I want to encourage you to worship too, because our God knows us inside and out. Rejoice in that today, my friends, and join me again tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.